All right, we've got a lot going on here at Rosie on the House. We're going to have a lot going on next Saturday as well. I want y'all to come out and join us. We'll be broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. You know, I want y'all to take a look at this website, dylansrecovery.com. Sanderson Ford has donated a Roush Mustang for the benefit of Dylan, who's recovering from a boating accident that he suffered while on family vacation this past summer. And it is a beautiful vehicle. You can go to dylansrecovery.com to buy a raffle ticket for a chance to win the 2016 Stage 3 Ford Mustang valued at almost $70,000. Just one more way Sanderson Ford jumps in with their commitment to community and helping those around them. If you're shopping for a vehicle, make sure you're shopping for a Ford. And if you're shopping for a Ford, make sure you're shopping at Sanderson Ford.
If you own a Roush racing vehicle and you'd like Jack Roush's signature, he'll be at Sanderson Ford Thursday afternoon. You call Sanderson to get the details. Only the first 100 that show will get a signature, so you want to be early regardless.
All right, there you go. We're here talking solar with Cole Eaton of Sun Valley Solar. We were talking about a program that SRP has just recently set up to try and encourage people to get into solar, residential solar equipment at their house. It's a very generous package that they're putting together. It's only for the first 300 people that get on board. What in particular is SRP looking for here? Because we'd be giving away this to be this generous in the situation, they've got to be looking for some information.
They are looking for information. And, you know, when they changed the rate program, there wasn't a lot of solar applications obviously coming in for a little while. And then all of a sudden they started seeing a bunch of applications come in from Sun Valley, and they said, you know, they were confused. We changed this rate program. Nobody else is doing this, but you guys are out there. And so really they wanted to understand what it was that we were doing and how it was that we were saving the customers money. You know, so they reached out to us. We kind of, you know, walked through the program, walked through how everything works. They were excited about it and wanted to see, you know, how they can really expand this for the rest of their customers. And so they needed to understand it, and that's kind of where this program came from.
Because, I mean, what y'all really put together is really the secret sauce of sustainability. Because we get more and more units, solar units, mounted residentially and commercially, manage their peak power load. I mean, we're reversing the trend of having to go out and build more manufacturing plants to create electricity.
Correct.
I mean, it is the secret sauce of sustainability.
It is. And, you know, to be on, to be the innovator, you know, to be able to come up with that and then have the utilities say, hey, we need you guys to come in and tell us what you're doing so we can understand it, was, you know, a big honor for us as well.
Yeah, so SRP partnered with Sun Valley Solar, and they've ended up putting, what, four contractors into the program, four or five?
Yep.
But Sun Valley certainly one of the leaders in that area. And the first 300 customers that reach out to these qualified partners only will have an opportunity to jump on this incentive package.
Yep, just the 300 and just our few companies.
Okay, I want to go to the phones, but if you're listening and you're in the SRP area and you are interested, give Sun Valley Solar a call at 480-689-5000. All right, Rome, who's looking to get online with questions?
You know, we're going to do a couple real quick. We're not going to bring them up. Frank wants to know, do solar upgrades come with a unit? What's a solar upgrade?
So I think what he's referring to is an electrical panel upgrade. A lot of times when you put in solar, depending on your existing electrical service, you may need to upgrade your existing electrical system or make some changes to it. So, you know, we can wrap that in with the solar system, and now that's, you know, privy to the federal tax credit and the state tax credit, and you can save a little money on that piece as well because it's required to hook the solar in.
Okay.
And then for Richard and Sun City, you addressed it at the beginning of the hour, but a quick recap, how do you size it properly?
There's a couple, you know, really there's three key factors. The first key factor is going to be how much roof space is available. The second key factor is going to be what is your usage or what is the expected usage if it's a new home or, you know, maybe you just moved into the house. The third piece is going to be the budget or what type of financing option makes the most sense for you. So those are really the three things that we look at in every single scenario.
And when you're talking about roof real estate, you're also talking about roof orientation as well, right?
Correct, correct. You know, putting a system on a south-facing tilted roof versus a north-facing is going to change your production by, you know, 20 to 25% per year. So using the correct roof for the right program really, really plays a key role.
All right, let's bring Richard in Tucson onto the line. We were talking, I think he wants to talk about off the grid because he's talking about battery packs jumping in. You'd mentioned it's not the most practical thing to go off the grid because of the extra investment. So, Charles, do we have you?
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question. Good.
Well, I was not talking about going off the grid with batteries, but actually packing batteries down into the system so when you have a peak load, the batteries are charged up, but it can take care of the peak rather than drawing it down from the grid.
And that's correct. There's a few ways to tackle demand. One is with a battery solution, like you had just mentioned. Another is demand management, which is they're all solutions. At the end of the day, if you do a battery-type system, the challenge is there is, down the road, you are going to have to replace those batteries at some point. As well as, you know, if the batteries aren't charged up fully from the day before or previous day before, then, you know, you may run out of power at some point. And so it's really just a different method of tackling demand.
Okay. Cole, I want to ask you a couple questions because I get in conversations about solar all the time. Who are y'all currently getting phone calls from? Who is the typical solar inquiring client right now?
Well, not to be, skirting the question here, but at the end of the day, our customers are people who are looking to save money. And if the system that we're going to provide for them, the solution that they're looking at, doesn't save them money, at the end of the day, it's not going to get purchased. And so it's not that it's, males over 50 or any type of specific category. It's just somebody who wants to save money is really our key customer.
See, and a lot of the things I hear when I'm in conversations with homeowners about whether to engage in the solar industry at their house on their rooftop or not, is a lot of them are convinced, well, it's really not economically viable yet. Unless I want to make the philosophical, sustainable statement of lowering my carbon footprint at my address, it isn't viable yet.
Well, you know, that's a myth that's out there. And you know, you do have people that want to save the environment, and they'll go solar as well. But the majority of our customers are the people that want to save money. And, you know, there's just different structures to it. There's leases, there's financing options, there's cash. And all those have a different financial outlook, whether it be a cash flow thing where I want to save money every month, but I still want to pay this off over the course of time. Or, hey, I'd rather just pay for it today, get the lowest overall cost, and, you know, now it's a return on investment type of conversation.
Okay. So you're getting people from all across. Is there an income break? Is there a size of house that doesn't make any sense?
You know, there's nothing out there that we really found that doesn't make a lot of sense. If you pay a power bill, if you pay anything to the utility company, then there's some benefit to be had from solar.
Okay, very good. Well, let me hit you with the second objection I hear from homeowners more often than not. I'm not going to buy now because the industry is progressing so fast. Whatever I buy to now is going to be out of date tomorrow.
Yep, we get the same question quite often.
I bet you do. I bet you do. And I know it's in the minds of a lot of our listeners.
Do you say, well, that didn't stop you from buying a TV, did it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's similar to the same adage of a computer. You know, if I don't have a computer, I'm not getting anything done on a computer, right? And so do I wait for the newest processor to come out tomorrow, or I just get the one that's available to me today? And kind of the way that I'll explain it, you know, to a lot of our customers is the best time to get solar was yesterday. You're not saving money today because you didn't purchase yesterday. And so that being said, how much is it going to cost you to wait to go solar? As we've talked about, the rate cases are coming with APS and other utility companies. And, you know, the future outlook may be worse than it is today. It may be the same as it is today. But waiting is not going to give you that option moving forward.
Okay. Because I think those are the two biggest objections I hear more often than not.
Correct.
It's not viable yet, and I want to wait for the next generation of technology.
I hear that every day, but usually when you sit down with somebody, spend an hour explaining everything to them, those questions start to fall by the wayside.
And as a solar integrator, how do you talk through the viability with a homeowner? I mean, you've got to talk through a projected rate increase that they're going to see without the unit. So we've got to build in some kind of inflation calculator on that component. We've got to talk about the depreciation of the equipment. We've got to talk about the lifetime of the equipment. I mean, when I buy a what's the most common size unit you will sell?
You know, I'd say the most common size is probably about 8 to 9 kW.
Okay. So how long can I expect that 8 to 9 kW to performing at a reasonable efficiency, delivering me a reasonable return?
You know, a lot of people think, okay, 25, 30 years is what the warranty is okay. on most of the solar panels or solar systems. And there's been panels that have been out there for 25 years with some of the manufacturers we use, and they're still producing 90 to 95% of the power they were producing back then. So at the end of the day, these are going to outlive most everyone listening to this radio program right now.
No moving parts,
speak
right?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, no moving parts. And, you know, the panels are going to keep producing. There may be, some changes to rate programs and stuff like that down the line. But the solar piece itself is going to be here longer than, the expected life. We usually talk a 30-year span is what we look at. And so anything beyond that is just extra bang for your buck down the road.
All right, I don't want anybody to take anything we've said today as building up a confrontation between the industry and the utility companies, because it really needs to be, we need to stay united on this, solving it for everybody.
We do, and it's not a battle. We work with both APS and SRP. We're qualified partners with each of them, and, working with them allows us some benefits as well as them. And, at the end of the day, an argument's not going to win for anybody. We all have to work together to make sure that we're doing the best for our customers, because our customers are their customers, and their customers are our customers.
Yeah, exactly. And if we can't get it right here in Arizona, where else can we expect to get it right? Huh?
There's nowhere.
Look at today. Look at this.
300 days of sun a year, more sun than anywhere else in the country. If you can't make it work here, it's not going to work anywhere.
We're talking solar applications at your house, solar applications at your office with Cole Eaton, a solar integrator from Sun Valley Solar, one of the few Rosie on the House certified solar contractors in the entire state of Arizona. We're talking in particular about how they have created a system that works very well inside the SRP service area, that for so long you were reading in the media and you were seeing news coverage that SRP area was closed to solar. SRP is not closed to solar. In fact, SRP is now offering special incentives for the first 300 customers, and I hope all 300 of those customers are Rosie on the House listeners get to be able to take advantage of special incentives and packages SRP's put together. Give Sun Valley a call, 480-689-5000. Here with Cole Eaton, a solar integrator of Sun Valley Solar. We'll be talking more with Cole right after this short break.